And one thing I hear all the time is, you know, I like that guy, Joe. That guy, Joe, has those simple solutions. I like that guy, Joe. Where does he come up with all of these? And, of course, I say, well, I share, you know, I send him emails and tell him about these things, and then he takes credit for it. So I don't know if you stole this one from me or not, but what do you have for this week's simple solution, Joe?
Yeah, this one may have come from Danny, depending if you like it or not. If you don't like it, then it's Danny's idea. If you think it's great. No, actually, this is one, we shot a video not too long ago, and it's how to organize your kitchen cabinets, your upper cabinets where you store, you know, small boxes and cans and jars and that kind of thing. And if you put them on a shelf and they're all at one level, sometimes it's a little hard to see the ones in the back. So you can build a very simple riser, which is a tiered system using 2x4s. And you basically just cut 3 2x4s long enough that you can slip inside the cabinet. And you take two of them and you press them up against the back of the cabinet. And those are on edge, right? So they're like 3.5 inches tall. Then you take the third one, you lay it flat, and you put it in front of it. So you end up with this sort of three-step tiered storage rack, because you have the floor of the cabinet, then the 1 2x4, then you have the stack 2x4s in the back. And this way you can store the smaller items in the back or the taller items in the back, depending on what you reach for and can see more easily. And then even if these overlap a little bit, these products, you can still see what's in the back of the cabinet, because that's where the things get lost, right? So that's all you do. They're not fastened in any manner. They're just stacked up in there, and then you can put the goods on top, and they're very visible and easy to reach. So there you go.
Well, I tell you what, little tricks like that can make a big difference in utilizing a lot of the space that you have for storage. And we always think of that cubic footage that's available there under vanities, under your kitchen sink, and certainly in this case, in overhead cabinets. And a lot of the simple solutions that Joe's done over the years give you some great storage ideas, and you can find them and see the videos, over 400 of them, at todayshomeowner.com/simple solution.